This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie Dean and special guest co-host Jemima Handful has been joining us.
Back again.
But we're not alone, are we? We're just squeezing more campery and fabulousness into the studio today, aren't we, Robbie?
We certainly are. We've been talking about Midsummer quite a bit today. Midsummer Festival starts on kicks off on Sunday with Carnival Day.
Very, very excited.
Always.
My favourite day of the year.
Someone that I know is very excited for Carnival Day is sitting opposite me, my mother, Maddie. Hey, Mum.
Hi, Mandy, how are you?
G'day. In with the best of the best. I thought I was coming in today.
Yes.
But Lisa's gone now.
Lisa's gone, yeah. Oh.
Unfortunately, she heard you were coming and thought, no, I don't want to settle those arguments right now, and off she popped. Now, you've got a very exciting initiative that you're taking part of this Sunday. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so I'm part of a group called Free Mum Hugs Australia. And it's a group that's a spin-off from an American one where they're actually making a movie about the lady that set that up.
Oh, wow.
And someone who's very famous.
I reckon Meryl Streep's probably starring.
Yeah, probably.
As the hug.
Jane Fonda, I think.
Jane Fonda. I don't know how Jane Fonda.
Oh, I love Jane Fonda.
She looks very much like the lady who set up. Anyway, so we thought we'd like to try and do that here mm-hmm. as well. I mean, I'd had a go already at Molly's one time before where I came wearing my free
hug. I remember that. Mandy and Hugs is wonderful. Like, we'll get to talking about what's happening on Sunday, but the fact that you're just such a loving, inclusive woman, you make all of us feel so welcome, you know, and a lot of us don't even like Robbie, but we stick around for you. And I think it's really wonderful how you make sure that everyone's feeling welcome and included and safe. You do that for your own son and you do that for all of us as well. And I feel like we're a part of this wonderful extended rainbow family. And you're right. Like at some of Molly, the events that were happening at Molly Winner, if someone didn't feel welcome or safe, you'd wear your little T-shirt and you'd make sure they did. And I think it's a really wonderful thing.
Yeah,
and that's just you being you.
I never thought this would be able to happen. You have to pardon me. I have a jaw problem at the minute. And I didn't.
There's so many jokes. Like,
I know, my brain went everywhere then.
I'm Robbie's mum, right? and I thought, you know, we would never be fully part of Robbie's life because there is a distinction and you've got your own communities and I have I had some of my own communities.
Because sometimes you act like your family.
Coming the bits I do now, I just feel really blessed that I can come in and be part of it. Nobody ever says get out or
yeah, and whatever. You don't just do that. On Mother's Day at Molly's, as we're talking about, you wore your Free Mum Hugs T-shirt and doled out quite a few hugs there.
No, Robbie, I had about 100 men and about 15 women hugged me that day.
You reckon? Wow.
Yeah. And you know what? You don't realise how important it is. Do you know what I mean? Just to receive that really welcoming, inclusive hug. And because a lot of people, I mean, I'm lucky. I've a really lovely, inclusive family, you know, unless we're fighting over the pasta. Then it's a whole different story. If it's the last meatball, there's all trouble. But
can I say something about the lead up to coming to this, because I've set it up we've got our own Facebook page, a group of, it started off as a group of Christian mums who have gay kids. And so I've been doing a lot of organising through there. And I contacted
Midsummer.
And I contacted them and he put me on hold and I thought, oh, he's going to tell me I'm not allowed to come. I thought, why did I open my mouth? But he actually came back and said, look, we just had a bit of a discussion and he sent me a bit of paper, an email, which we would have listened to anyway. So what it is, and it's just saying to people out there, it's not right just to go up to someone and hug them.
No, you've got to ask.
So you need to ask and it'd be, because minus 18, we're a bit concerned that there are some people who'd be their first outing that they're going to something. And I thought, well, don't picture ourselves grabbing people out of off a footpath.
Asking people if you would like a hug, you know, is a really important, consent is an important thing.
High fives are good.
Oh, high fives are great. And I just think it's lovely that your group of women, a group of mothers that are going to be there just to go, if you need it and, you know, you want to be able to have a hug or have a chat with someone's mum, talk about your relationship with your family, because that's a good part of it as well, where you could actually just talk to them about your relationship with your family and learn about a whole different side of things by listening to someone's mum just talk about how that, you know, what it's like for them.
Yeah, and sometimes them it's safe because it's not their immediate people in their community they're talking to. So they're talking to someone who says, I want to do all I possibly can to be positive to the LGBTIQ plus community. And, you know, I think that gives them a bit of comfort in knowing that.
The other thing too, Mum, is that, you know, I think you noticed last time too, it's not just people who are estranged from their parents for personal reasons. Sometimes it's just people who are estranged from their parents for location reasons. Maybe they haven't seen their mum in a while because they're interstate or overseas or maybe passed away. So, you know, it's a service for everybody.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So I know I'll be coming for a hug. I recently lost my mum, so I'll be coming to get the mum hug off you on Sunday.
Have one before we leave today, if you like.
Oh, I've already had two.
So will you guys be setting up in a spot? Will you just be around?
No, we're going to meet at 11 a.m. Outside the stage area, the main stage.
Lovely.
And we're going to meet there. Now, I think at this point there's 10 plus coming, which is pretty good for a first go. And most of them, I think, have got their T-shirts. And if not, that's fine. And we'll just wander around. We looked at it, but standing still in one place...
And how wonderful is Carnival Day? Like, there's so much going on. You've got the community market area. You've got the picnic stage that has the dog show, Lip Sync Limelight, hosted by yours truly. You've got the main stage. You've got the sports precinct, another space. There's so much going on.
Mm.
The minus 18 space, which is obviously a great space for people who are under the age of, I think it's 21. I think it's a little bit higher than 18, but creating a space that is safe for young people to be able to come and be who they want to be and just dance and enjoy themselves and know that, you know, that is actually a space that is treated, you're treated with the right respect. There's the right people there that understand what to do. Not anyone can just go into it. I'm obviously too old. I'm just over the age of 18. but also there's great spaces for rainbow families with drag story time. I'll be doing that as well. And so much. It's just really wonderful.
Yeah, and I think it's a great opportunity for mums. We get together, we know each other's kids. If we haven't met them, we certainly know of them, and we talk about our kids and the situations we're in. And I know every one of them is incredibly respectful, and that's what we want to go there for.
I think one of the things I love that you guys are doing this. It's something I love about parents of gender diverse kids as well. I'm loving seeing families at Carnival. For a huge chunk of my time, it's always just been about, oh, you know, I'll be over at the bar or this, that and the other. And over the past 5 years, we're starting to see families, a lot more younger people. And I like seeing the younger generation coming through and being so strong and passionate and excited. It's really wonderful.
Yeah, it is really great. Now, the mums will be hitting up, not just hitting up Carnival, they're also going to be the president of Pride March.
We're not hitting up, Robbie. Remember, we talked about that. We're going to be
for consensual mum hugs.
Yes.
And not only, I believe Dad's going to be wearing his free dad hugs
Dad's
t-shirt.
Dad's going to wear his free dad's.
Which I hope no one's going to mistake for free daddy hugs.
I'm pretty sure.
For me.
Well, it'll be awkward for you, but
it'll be very good for everyone else.
I was about to say, like, Dad's got a lovely beard. I think he's going to go down a treat. Maybe keep him away from the Vic Bear stall.
I'm going to complete the family set by wearing my free Bear Hugs t-shirt.
Excellent. You have to get a photo of that one, Robbie.
Yeah,
I'll have the camera in my hand. I'll be sure to get a shot of the three of you.
Now, Mum, if people are listening to this and would really love to get involved or maybe think that their mother may or father might want to get involved, how could they do that?
They could... friend me as Mandy Fallon on Facebook.
Yeah, if you jump on the Mad Wednesday Facebook page, we've actually got Mandy there, and Mandy's in the photo with Jemima, so you can become friends with Mandy that way.
Excellent, because somehow I don't really know that I want to give my mobile phone number.
No, I don't know. We won't do that.
So other than that way, but people, we have got an organisation called Heart Number Two Heart, so all one word, Heart Two Heart.
I'll find that on social media and share that.
That's also a closed one, but we want people to be able to. They will all have links into us.
Yeah. Well, here's what I reckon. Carnival Day, look for the people wearing free mum hugs or maybe free daddy hugs and look for them wearing those T-shirts. Go and say hi, maybe get a hug or even just say hello. You heard about us talking about this on Joy and just engage with them. And I think it's just really a lovely, beautiful thing that you're doing.
I'll have some things to hand out to them.
Yeah, and even just for a chat, I think, you've heard a lot of great stories in your short time doing this so far. A lot of people love to share their family stories with you, and I know from experience, you're a pretty great listener.
Look, if Mandy's just the way he talks, if Mandy's just one, it's just one of these women, and it's just one example, that means they're all just going to be such good eggs and just wonderful people. So I think it's really fantastic.
No, it's excellent. I'm looking forward to it, and it's going to be 26 degrees.
Oh, there we go.
Perfect weather.
Weather for hugging.
I ordered it in specially.
Of course. Thank you for that.
Head to the Mad Wednesday page if you want to get involved. We'll have the link there. You get in touch with Mum and
if you see them, give them a hug. On Sunday at Carnival Day, you're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie, Dee, Jemima and Mandy.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.